Rude Coworkers. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. According to new research, workplace incivility can stretch far beyond company walls.
Really, it's rudeness. I mean, it's not like you had a screaming fit with somebody at work. It's just they were condescending to you, said something demeaning. You know, even you didn't get invited out to lunch with the cool kids or whatever. So it's not things that you would think would be that hard to shake off.
Since provoking behavior tends to be chronic, it's rarely self-contained. The cumulative effect whittles away at an employee's ability to leave the grading offenses at work. Assistant Professor of Management Meredith Ferguson says that kind of constant stress not only affects the employee's health, but also his home life, even marital satisfaction. Stress from workplace rudeness is detrimental because often it becomes viral, spreading to the spouse's workplace, affecting her job performance as well.
We come home from work and we share with our spouse the cruddy day that we had. And you know, a lot of spouses are going to want to try and help with that. And some of it may be that lack of ability to help or to change the situation for the spouse, and thus it creates stress for them and they take that to work.
Combating this issue begins during the recruitment process of new hires.
Some personality factors like honesty and humility, people that have more of that personality trait are less likely to engage in rude behaviors, and so kind of weeding those people out before they come into your organization. It's really important that managers model the right behavior and set expectations about this is how we treat each other at work, this is our culture.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. You can access this segment at kwbu.org.